Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Al Murray, the pub landlord, is back on the road again, coming to Ireland in early May. The show is called Let's Go Backwards Together and may well touch on some recent political developments in the UK. Al, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could one assume that most comedy audiences are probably liberal lefty types and would have voted to remain? Does that present you with a problem as a comedian if you want to kind of cause mischief?
No, I actually don't think. There's been a lot of talk about this lately, and I don't think it's necessarily the case. And the thing to remember about the referendum is it was close. You know, so I don't know that necessarily applies. I mean, there are some comics who've been sort of grumbling about it, but I also think that since the result, things have moved on from the arguments running up to it, and there's a whole lot of people resigned to the fact it's going to happen. And in fact, I think most people are resigned to the fact it's going to happen, and they also probably think that politicians are going to make a terrible mess of it, which I think is sort of takes us to a business as usual situation, if you see what I mean.
Right, okay. So no matter where you stood on the thing, probably maybe we could, you know, people, there's a consensus that it'll be a mess.
Yeah, I expect so. I mean, in Ireland, of course, you have that thing that when a referendum doesn't quite pan out the way the people in charge want it to, they rerun it, don't they?
That's true. We're very helpful that way.
Yeah, but we seem to have got ourselves to this... We seem to have got ourselves to the point where that's not going to happen. But who knows? I mean, there's no. In general, people, I think, were not expecting a leave result. Probably. I mean, although there were some who were, there are some now saying, "Well, I knew it all along." But I don't know. We're moving into an interesting phase in British politics.
Yeah. So when you were writing the show you're doing, Let's Go Backwards Together, were you writing it on the assumption that there would have been, that the Remain would have won, or were you writing it on the assumption that Brexit was going to happen?
Well, there you go. That's a very good question, because we started previewing in Edinburgh in August of last year, so which means I had to know the show by July, which means I had to have written it in June. And of course, June's when this all happened. So... I was kind of expecting it all to go one way, and then had to tear up the show I'd written. But you know what? There's more gags in Leave. Leave offers us much more funny to be had, you know, because politics in theory, although in theory would have returned to normal, you know, that would have settled that. There'd be no more arguing about it. Although I don't think that's what would have happened. Mm. But we're in this situation now where, you know, supposedly that's the end of that discussion, whether we leave or remain. We're going to leave now. So, and there are more jokes in that. There's more jokes in the fact that no one really seems to know actually what they mean, you know, that our politicians seem to not be able to make up their mind over what the deal is. And all sorts of people are expecting different things from it and all that sort of thing. So there's more funnies in a leave result. So, yes, I had to rewrite everything, but I'm not annoyed about it.
Yeah. At the same time, though, did you have to try and maintain a sense of balance in, you know, have a few pro-leave gags and then have a few anti-leave gags?
I mean, the thing is, I think what you can't do is ignore the fact that it's happened or try and wish it away. And there are the people who are die-hard about wanting to go back into Europe, you know, in a sort of do-or-die way, and they're worth laughing at too. Everyone's worth laughing at. If you don't take the mickey out of everyone, I think it can very often undercut who you are taking the mickey out of. You know, if you leave some people out, people are one. You know, why are you leaving some groups out? Especially in politics, when politics, or religion in fact, these people want to tell us how to live our lives. Well, then we should be allowed to say what we like about them back. You know, yeah, it's as simple as that.
Is that, though, a bit of a challenge, though, in terms of how it works with an audience? For instance, I remember seeing Patrick Keaty years ago in Belfast, he'd do nationalist joke, loyalist joke, nationalist joke, loyalist. Yeah. Half the audience had groan, the other half had laugh, and then vice versa. Yeah. It was the most terrifying thing I ever saw in my life, because this was in Belfast. So are you experiencing something similar to that?
Well, we're not quite at Belfast level from 25 years ago, 20 years ago. No, not really. I mean, I mean, the thing about the UK, I mean, it's quite interesting, is there are an awful lot of people in the UK. And a while ago, someone on my social media is where you find out what people are thinking. Someone on social media said, well, you've got to go to Portsmouth, and Portsmouth voted Leave, so you're gonna have a terrible evening, right? Mm. It's going to be awful. And Portsmouth voted, I think, 55% Leave, or maybe 60, I don't know. But there's 200,000 people in Portsmouth, right? So even if there were like 500 people in Portsmouth, this guy would have a point, and maybe I should get nervous. But there are 200,000, and so it's not really anything to worry about. But I don't think we're going to get. I don't think we're there yet. And I like I said, I also think people's mood is shifting to, well, let's watch them screw this up. Now they've talked us into this. Let's watch them mess it up.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people who wants it to be a disaster so I can go, there, you see, it was a bad idea all along, which and there are some people who seem to fit into that category. I do expect this to be a proper British cock-up of the highest order, you know, like where we end up with absolutely... We end up with all the things we didn't want and don't get all the things we do want. I can see that happening.
Some people say it was a vote for xenophobia. It was a vote for racism. Do you see it as extreme as that?
No, I think it was a vote for loads and loads of things. It was in a way, it was like a. I mean, that was definitely in the complexion of it, and because it was close, you could argue that those people, therefore, the ones that got it over the line. So you could argue that that's what won it. But you could also argue. I mean, you know, I know lots of people who just don't like the idea that the Parliament's not sovereign, even though if they looked into it particularly hard, they'd find that Parliament probably still is sovereign and they shouldn't have worried about it. But you know what I mean? I mean, I'm kind of agnostic about Europe, which is actually what's happened, is that people have become agnostic about it, and that's why the people who are against it have been able to steal the argument, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, definitely xenophobes definitely did vote for it and definitely did do that. But you've got people who are, you know, politically romantic about the idea that countries should stand on their own and all that sort of thing. And you've got people who also wanted to tell the government to get knotted, because it was very much like a by-election in a way. You know, a government's in power, calls an election, or when there's a by-election, you know, the government tends to lose. And it felt like that. And also, it was a cultural question being asked politically rather than anything else, you know, because so many people, they don't, you know, when you start talking about the customs union and the single market, people seem to not really know what those details are, what they are, but they still voted against it.
Yes, well, that is very riveting details. But now you have a general election grafted on top of that.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah.
I know. Do you think that will be a referendum on the government? Because certainly all the indications seem to be
it won't be. No, I think that's going to be about. Going back to what I said earlier, I think people thinking, right, politicians are probably going to screw it up, but we want the ones who look like they know what they're doing. And it looks a lot like our Labour Party has lost its way quite dramatically. And Corbyn certainly isn't to a lot of people's taste. So I think you're probably going to get. I mean, I don't know. I have no crystal ball, and I think 7 weeks away, all sorts of things can happen.
Yeah.
But that looks like the thing is, the referendum vote, like I said, was like a by election. This is a general election, so people will take it seriously. You know, it's a different thing. But you know what? On all of this stuff, my mind changes basically every 10 minutes. So you've got me thinking what I'm thinking this afternoon.
Yes.
and it may be completely different tomorrow morning, you know. And I also am in the habit of agreeing with the last person I spoke to, generally.
Yeah. The pub landlord, though, was he in favour of Brexit?
Yeah, but to the point also of like, now it's happened, what's he going to do with himself? You know, Which is a thing I've wondered about with some of the major pro-Brexit figures, and it's like kind of what's happened to them. Is now it's happened, they're like, they've got what they want, now what? Now what do you do? And the gag with the landlord is, you know, that being angry about Brussels got him through his divorce. You know, which I think isn't a million miles away from a lot of people. but now he's got what he wants. What do you do next? You know, And I think that's what's going to be interesting with you know, with what's coming forward. And, you know, so the pub landlord's got to find, he's got to get annoyed about other stuff. So it's technology and change and all that sort of thing. He'll still, whatever the outcome, though, he'll still blame the EU. It'll still be the EU's fault.
Yeah. The pub landlord will be blaming the EU in Vicar Street on the 5th of May, in the Everyman in Cork on the 6th of May, and the Roisin Dub on the 7th of May in Galway. Al Murray, thanks a million for talking to us.
Oh, no, real pleasure. Thanks very much.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.